Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
The Grassworks Annual Grazing Conference is coming up February 2nd through the 4th. Attendees have many opportunities to network and discuss their operations and techniques peer-to-peer during breaks, social times, banquets, and music, along with over 30 breakout sessions focused on grazing management. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. Patty Laskowski-Morin, Grassworks Executive Director, explains how this conference was started and highlights to look forward to.
The conference is in its 31st year, and we have, over those three decades, developed as a nonprofit membership organization, and we provide leadership and education to farmers and consumers. So the conference really was started to connect to those grazers and those people growing the grass-fed and grazing movement forward.
What are some key things that changed over the years of hosting this conference? Maybe things that stuck out to you, potentially a geographical reach of attendees or demographics that way.
The organization has expanded in geography as far as the numbers of people that attend from the Midwest area. We still are focused on the Midwest and Wisconsin in particular, in this region with these types of forages that grow for this grazing region. So we've expanded to other states around Wisconsin, and we definitely have connected with people in other parts of the country that have similar grazing goals and grazing climates and that kind of a topic.
Can you tell me, what are some of the highlights of this year's conference?
The highlights of this conference, we really have some areas that are unique. We bring in experts, researchers, and professionals that have knowledge about such topics as conservation, ecology, animal interactions, soil, plants, seeds, those types of things. Our experts and professionals are not outside of the grazing community, but they're really integral to it, and they often serve as collaborators and partners with us in projects. So we have a really great representation of agency staff that attend. So, for example, NRCS or SSA or DNR. In this case, the United Nations is also attending. Our agency staff attendees collaborate with us to educate about grazing in many ways. We also are building a bridge to consumers in our organization, and we connect our grazing producers and professionals to consumers and the community. So that's another aspect. Another component of the conference is the trade show, and the trade show is really like a library of resources for producers, and that can link the conference attendees to people and businesses that have some things that can really meet their needs and really move their enterprise forward. Another area, and you might not think of this area as an integral part of the activities, but for us it really is. And in this case, it's food. We actively source local, organic, and grass-fed products. Many of the food resources are donated to the event through the amazing offerings that we have at the grass-fed and organic markets that we have around us that are available. So our conference venue has a chef that works with us to utilize the local products and create really, really sensational meals that let those really unique qualities and flavors of local and grass-fed food really shine through.
Speaking of the trade show, how is that looking? How many vendors are scheduled to be there? And then also, how many people do you expect to be attending?
Well, so far we have some early registrations coming in, and we've got between 100 and 200 registrants. And our trade show, we're usually at about 40 or so of exhibitors and trade shows, but we've got kind of other things going on. We've got such a big network of people that come to the conference. So the exhibit area and the trade show kind of builds out into the networking of all of our attendees anyway. So it kind of overlaps quite a bit.
How is the slate of speakers this year? And then can you talk about potentially how that compares to past years?
Well, the speakers that we have this year are really an amazing group. And we actually had some feedback from people that are going to be attending that are saying, you know, you have such great speakers this year. I don't know how I'm going to go. I can't be at two breakout sessions at the same time. So that's been really great to hear from people that have been looking at our schedule offering. And we've got some really expert speakers, and that's expert from many levels, from the agency area that I was talking about previously, as well as some really experienced producers and people that are doing the boots on the ground work to be able to speak to their peers at the conference. So we've expanded, I think, the number of breakouts that we have and kind of highlighting areas that are of interest. For example, we've got more species that we can talk about, and we've got more types of maybe direct marketing, and we've got some really neat areas that we are discussing this year. For example, we've got a rural mental health person that's talking to people that want to go to that breakout session.
What should attendees know or be aware of before coming to the conference? Is there anything that they need to know, whether that's registration items, things to bring with them, or just key things to keep in their mind?
Sure. I think a key thing to keep in your mind is look in their bags that they get when they come in, because there's going to be the most updated schedule in that bag. And also, we've got some highlights from our sponsors in that bag, like some Clif Bars and so on. And the facility is an amazing facility in Wisconsin Dells, in one of the most beautiful parts of Wisconsin. And we love that area. Just take a look at the facility map really well so that you can figure out which floor to be on. And we've got little maps that kind of show attendees where to go to. So that's all in the bag and ready to go. Just make sure you take a look at it.
What are some key things that you think they should make sure to attend, or key takeaways that they should be aware of to really make the most of their time here at the conference?
Well, I really think that the sessions are designed to complement the learning experience and give grazing producers real-world tools to go out and continue to develop their own enterprises. The speaker to producer sessions are broken down so that attendees can choose those areas that really best appeal to them, and that's really a great set of choices to have for those attendees. We always have a membership meeting during lunch on one of the days, and this time it's on Friday. And so members, make sure you attend that. And another key takeaway to remember is that this is a peer-to-peer group, and it's really a celebration of grazing and getting together the operations and techniques that attendees have the opportunities to discuss peer-to-peer during the breaks and social times, banquets. We've got music. So it really is an overall celebration of grazing.
That was Patty Laskowski-Morin, Grassworks Executive Director. To learn more, go to grassworks.org. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.